The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
When Jesus appointed his 12 apostles, they were initially given a limited commission while he was still on earth as God in the flesh. After he had risen from the dead, the apostles were to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but the focus initially was on the unbelieving Jews. Jesus said to the apostles in Matthew 10 verses 5 through 8, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." The most important information the apostles would carry would be to preach that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. It is a spiritual kingdom and not a physical temple made of brick and mortar. Today, for those willing to follow Jesus, one has to become part of the spiritual kingdom or else be in the same state of the unbelieving Jews who were lost. Verse 14, Jesus said to his apostles, "And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet." Verse 15, Jesus says, "Assuredly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Genesis chapter 19 verses 24 and 25 says, "The Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens, so he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground." Sinful behavior will be punished by God. For a moment, think about the rejection of the gospel today by those unwilling to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Are you in that number? If the answer is yes, I pray in the most loving way that you will have a change of heart. Be advised, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Today, for anyone wanting to become a recipient of the salvation of Jesus Christ, repentance is necessary. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, Jesus says words which are just as meaningful today when attempting to spread the good news about him, and he did not say to his apostles that it would be easy. Verse 16, he says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves." 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The Apostle Paul told Timothy, his mentee, in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, "Preach the word." He said to Timothy, "Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching." So the question in the most loving way is this: do you know Jesus? If not, you need to. He died for you.